Good afternoon, everyone. Got your news coming up here in just a moment from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm John Curdy, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. BadX is set to celebrate the holiday season with its annual Tidings and Tinsel festivities on Saturday, November 29th. The BadX Chamber of Commerce has organized a host of family-friendly activities taking place throughout the day, including food trucks, historical events, free movie showings, crafts, and a parade. Evening kicks off at 1 p.m. with One Day Christmas in the Village, as the historic log cabins running until 5 p.m., and a free screening of The Grinch at the Bad Axe Theater, including complimentary small drinks and popcorn for children from 1 to 3 p.m. Food trucks will be available from 3 to 8 p.m. Additional highlights include ornament decorating and storybook reading for kids hosted at the First United Methodist Church, and a tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. in front of the Huron County Courthouse. The evening will feature a s'mores and hot cocoa, social and warming areas provided by local businesses. Festivities include the Tidings and Tinsel Christmas Parade from 6 to 8 p.m. and Thumb Broadcasting will be there that evening with our country cruiser announcing the floats that evening, so stop by and say hello. And we, here at Thumb Broadcasting, wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a happy kickoff to the Christmas season. Around 2 p.m. on Monday, November 24th, Buchholz Excavating accidentally knocked loose a power line, causing it to hang low across the parking area at Thumb Broadcasting. This caused WLEW Cruise 102 FM, WLEW 1340 AM, WHST 94.1 FM to be off the air for a short period while the crews were out trying to get power restored. The Bad Axe Fire Department was dispatched to the scene near Ortis Ford for the report of a low-hanging power line creating a potential traffic and safety hazard. DTE Energy crews arrived within the hour and began repairs on the damaged line in order to restore electric service to the affected location. Power was successfully restored a while later. And Tyson Foods' decision to choose a beef plant in Lexington, Nebraska could devastate the small city and undermine the profits of ranchers nationwide. The closure of the plant and one of two shifts at a plant in Texas will reduce beef processing capacity nationwide by 7 to 9% and lead to lower cattle prices. Consumers may not see prices change much at the grocery store over the next 6 months because all the cattle that are being prepared for slaughter now will still be processed. But in the long run, beef prices may continue to climb even higher than the current records unless U.S. ranchers expand their herds. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you paying too much for high-speed internet service to your home or business? Get lightning-fast upload and download speeds with M3 Wireless. Stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Police in Illinois report that Morgan Geiser, one of the perpetrators in a 2014 Slenderman stabbing case, was taken back into custody after allegedly cutting off her monitoring bracelet and fleeing a group home, with officers saying she identified herself by telling them to search her name online once she was located. And in our international news, Afghanistan's Taliban-led government has accused Pakistan of launching overnight airstrikes in three eastern provinces that killed 10 civilians, mostly children, according to officials, while Islamabad has not publicly offered full details, heightening tensions between the neighboring countries over cross-border military. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.